Welcome to this week's weekly Bible devotional podcast. This is episode number 455. Today is Friday, October 1st, 2021. This is Edward Patterson. Daily devotion written by Pastor Thomas Smith. The title of today's devotional is Obadiah, a Friend of Preachers. Let's begin. For it was so when Jezebel cut off the prophets of the Lord, that Obadiah took 100 prophets and hid them by 50 in a cave and fed them with bread and water. 1 Kings chapter 18, verse 4. The name of Ahab, king of Israel, is synonymous with wickedness. His adulterous reign saw God's judgment brought against his people. Our text tells us that Jezebel, the wife of Ahab, cut off the prophets of the Lord. She hated the true prophets of God and sought to have them all slain. Instead of listening to God's servants, she and Ahab surrounded themselves with false prophets. Obadiah was the governor of Ahab's house. Obadiah feared the Lord greatly and, according to our text, took it upon himself to personally hide and sustain 100 of the Lord's prophets. To do such a thing required great courage and faith. In the case of the men of God, he sided against his ruthless master and on the side of godliness and truth. Obadiah was truly a friend of preachers. Thank God for those like Obadiah, who see the value in befriending the men of God. Just as Jezebel hated and sought to remove the true prophets, there are spiritual enemies today that despise those who faithfully proclaim God's word. There remains a great need for those like Obadiah, who are supportive of those whom God has called to preach the truth and renounce evil. How might we be an encouragement to God's servants in our day? One of the most important things we can do as friends of preachers is pray for them. The Apostle Paul often requested prayer for himself, that he might be bold in proclaiming God's message. Remembering how Satan seeks to hinder God's servants, we should intercede for them often. Another way we can help preachers is by encouraging them. Preachers need encouragement just as much as you do. As a matter of fact, they spend much of their time trying to encourage the people of God, only to find that they, as preachers, sometimes also stand in need of encouragement. A note of thanks or a verbal word of affirmation means a lot to a faithful servant. Preachers are also greatly bolstered by the faithfulness and participation of their flock. When people are in attendance, when they are willing to volunteer for ministry tasks, when they are inviting guests to church and supporting the church financially, it greatly strengthens the man of God. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for your word today. I pray that this devotional podcast has blessed the person listening to this, and that the Holy Spirit will continue to speak to his or her heart. I ask this in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. For more information about my devotionals, please visit my WordPress page at weeklybibledevotionalpodcast.wordpress.com. Thank you. Are you tired of living the way you have been and want a change in your life? Meaning, are you saved? Jesus has his arms open wide for you and is knocking at the door of your heart. Will you ask him in your heart today and be your Lord and Savior? Don't put it off any longer. If you feel Jesus tugging at your heart, all you have to do is recite this prayer with me. Are you ready? Precious Heavenly Father, I know that I am a sinner and I have lived a life of sin. I repent of my sins and I ask you to forgive me. As your word says in Romans chapter 10, verses 9 and 10, that if we confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in our hearts that God had raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. I believe that you are God, born of a virgin birth, that you died on the cross and shed your blood for my sins, and gave me everlasting life. Come into my life and be my Lord and Savior. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Help guide me to do your will. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. If you have recited this prayer with me, I want to welcome you to the kingdom of God.